epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. One of the big challenges for parish government is dealing with flood zone and flood zone protection and how you're going to regulate that. And I have been an advocate for making sure that our construction industry and everyone else get on the same page relative to how we construct homes and build them in order to try to minimize the impact of flooding, because it creates a huge problem for financing and government. We know what it's like with flood premiums. And as you have repetitive storms and the same structures flooding over and over and over again, you got to do something. Right? You just can't sit back and do nothing. Well, in St. Tammany, they decided to do something. Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11, joins us, as well as Alex Carter, founder and CEO of Desireline, which is a company that did a study for the St. Tammany Parish, and they join us. Folks, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. How are you? Thank you for joining us. So if you would, Arthur, why don't you start out by just kind of telling us about the challenges that you were looking at and why y'all decided to go down the course of action that y'all took by passing some ordinances relative to this issue.
Yeah. So good morning, Newell. So when I first ran for office in 2022, I spent a lot of time listening to what my now constituents were worried about. And everywhere the story was the same. They were telling me stories of worsening floods, clogged ditches, and fears about losing their ability to afford the homes that they had purchased due to the increasing flood insurance, and then just like the other insurance problems that we're having in the area. And one particular area that I take as an example is my Coin d'Alestin neighborhood. Now, this neighborhood was in my district in my first year of office since redistricting. I lost it. But in that area before Katrina, homes were built confidently on slabs in that neighborhood. Today, any new construction in that same neighborhood is at least 12 to 14 feet off the ground. So that changed kind of tells you everything about how the risk has grown in Slidell, especially. And my district runs now from Slidell to Abita, encompassing Covington, Lacombe, and parts of unincorporated Mandeville. So one of the first things I did was I put through a moratorium to kind of pause building in this area. And then I got together with the parish president, Mike Cooper, and his staff. They put me in touch with Alex Carter of Desireline, and we got this study going. And then in 2024, with the new council, then Vice Chairman Joe Impostato, now Chairman Joe Impostato, joined his district with mine, and we expanded this coastal resilience study to include the areas below I-12 from Slidell to Mandeville, basically. And then I'd ask Alex to fill in the rest. She would know better than I do.
Alex,
yeah,
go ahead.
I think, thanks, y'all. I think that it's the instinct to kind of, you know, simplify this is strong, right? We really just want to produce good building stock for people to purchase, live in, and invest in. And so the study goes back to sort of that basic understanding. There's a lot of science, and there's a lot of numbers, and there's a lot of, you know, our team is, you know, we're floodplain managers, urban planners, GIS specialists, and we're pulling all that data together and assessed and worked with the community with this study to just capture what people already knew, you know. I mean, I think that's the simplest thing. It's that the residents knew it floods. They know that the infrastructure isn't there to accommodate a lot of dense growth. And they were concerned about future development, to Arthur's point. And so the study looked at the density that the existing land use regulations allowed, and it looked at the types of building and standards that were in place for new construction. And recommendations kind of tackled both. And so there was a meeting that we were at. I want to say, Arthur, it was like one of the first interview meetings that we had where we presented our early findings. And you were talking about this study being your baby. And, you know, we were just explaining very simply, like, it floods. This area is very flat. You know, it's hard to predict. A little bit of dirt changes the landscape. You know, it does flood your neighbors. You know, it has a high potential of flooding your neighbors. And so kind of putting in these, what I would call very reasonable standards, you know, that reflect people's experience in their neighborhood and their lifelong experience of seeing the flood risk in this area increase is what we've been doing. And I think that's why the council unanimously approved it, you know. But there was a gentleman there who was like, who came up to me after we were presenting, and he was like, we've been arguing about this for 30 years. You know, we've been talking about flooding. We've been talking about infrastructure. We've been talking about growth. And everybody's, you know, in agreement that this is something that's a problem. And he was like, y'all just explained it in the most common sense way and recommended actionable things that could be done. And, you know, I think Arthur's leadership on this has been huge because, you know, it's easy to get lost into, you know, the special flood hazard area or, you know, the encapsulated fill and all the building standards and the engineering. But, like, at the end of the day, we just need a safer building stock for our people, you know, and Arthur saw that. And this study really moved that needle, I think, pretty far for this coastal area in St. Tammany.
So, Arthur, what is the byproduct of this? So there is an ordinance passed in May, and it established a coastal resilience zoning. And that area encompasses what?
Okay, so yeah, let me just pause for 1 second to explain that. One of the first things we did was segment this into two areas. So there's the area that is between the lake and 190 in Lacombe and Slidell and Mandeville. That is coastal resilience area one. That has the hardest requirements for homes. And then the second segment, which just got passed in my district, is coastal resilience two, which is for the area immediately north of 190 in Slidell and Lacombe, but yet south of I-12. And what we're saying is we're reducing the density, so how many houses you can put on an acre. We're making stronger requirements on how much fill you may or may not bring into the area. And then kind of recommending that people build kind of the way our great grandparents did. Like, Newell, I grew up uptown, so I'm used to having a house that's 3 to 2, depending on when it was uptown, I lived 3 to 4 feet off the ground. And when we lived in Broadmoor, we lived 9 to 10 feet off the ground. So it's this common sense building, you know, if it worked for our great grandparents, why won't it work for us type philosophy? So we have an ordinance, and in some areas it changes the actual underlying zoning, and it changes the fill requirements and the type of, like, the minimum requirements, like how many feet above a certain level a house needs to be built.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I was just going to explain, too, to add to what Arthur's saying, the two overlays, they're not like the whole area either. Like, we knew we didn't want to take a broad brush and just like paint an entire landscape with this higher standard. We looked at every parcel, and so it's mapped uniquely on those sites that do specifically have risk. And to Arthur's point, the one that has the higher standards has the higher level of risk. And then the one that's the second one that's north of I-90 has the moderate risk. And so we're tempering the regulations to reflect the unique conditions, right? And a lot of times we see regulations just kind of like, you know, everybody suffers together no matter the unique conditions of a site. And, you know, the good goes out with the bad. But this study, it's different in that we take a lot of parcels out of the overlay because they don't have those conditions. And so I think that's an important takeaway with this as well. And, you know, we regulate the fill in the same way.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I have advocated for years. I'm in Old Metairie on a slab house, right? And not long, and I've never flooded. In fact, my street, I'm very fortunate. I'm kind of at the crown, and it goes mm-hmm. north and it goes south. And so if my house floods, every house on the street that's not a raised house will flood. Where I used mm-hmm. to live on just across Metairie Road, it was interesting. I lived in a raised house, and you know, in those back in the 90s, those May floods that we had several times, almost every house on a slab flooded, and not a single house that was built raised flooded at all. In fact, we survived many storms. In Katrina, we had 33,000 homes flood in Jefferson, East Bank of Jefferson Parish, and the vast majority of those were all, about 99.9% were not raised homes. They were slab homes. And, you know, and so I'm like, why don't we just play it safe and require everybody to build, off the ground? It doesn't make any sense to build any other structure because you are completely minimizing risk. And if you just look at the cost of building that structure in that fashion, it's not a significant amount of money in the differential. And I've never been able to figure out why we have such a strong hesitancy to doing so.
Yeah. I mean, it comes back to that sort of upfront cost and the sort of financial risk associated with that upfront cost for the builder. I mean, that's what we see over and over again. It's, you know, the construction costs are higher, materials are higher, land is higher, just everything is more expensive. And so to try to make sort of a margin when you add the elevation and, you know, you limit fill and pier beam, you know, you add all these elements and suddenly, you know, the formula doesn't really work anymore. And it only, if it does, they're passing off those increased costs to the homeowners, which makes those houses less affordable. And so we did hear that with this study. You know, they were, you know, that was a big pushback from the builders, was, you know, this is going to create unaffordability. And I know, Arthur, you have thoughts on this, and we knew that going into it. We were like, we would rather it be more expensive than have it, you know, folks build on a slab and then flood and be in a cycle of damage and recovery and, you know, be in this weird position that I know a lot of people are in where they're hoping they flood one more time so they qualify for an elevation grant. And that's a crazy mindset that, you know, folks are finding themselves in, right?
Yeah.
I just need one more flood and I can get a grant to elevate. It's like, what are we doing here?
Now, look, I mean, these are all considerations that you make when you choose, when, you know, where you choose to live, right, as to what your affordability index may be. And obviously, if you're in a low-lying area that's susceptible to flood, one has to recognize that there could be significant downstream costs. It's getting harder to get insurance coverage. It's getting harder to get them to cover certain things. If your home is flooded two or three times, the likelihood of you getting protection is, you know, slimmer than it was before, and because attitudes are changing, and they're changing fast. And there's a cost to local government that's huge. In the recovery effort and everything else and trying to assist the homeowners, because everybody wants to do the right thing, but it comes at a cost. Still, I think it's cheaper to raise the house and build it up at the end of the day. Much cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, and in the long run, it is. You know, you get benefits from elevating, you know, up to 4 feet. You'll get reductions on your insurance, you know, discounts, as you will, on up to 4 feet if you go above the base flood elevation. And so
this
requires three. Both resilience overlays require 3 feet of elevation. And I think, you know, if I were a homeowner working with my builder, I would say throw on another foot, you know, like give me my maximum discount. Because we all know, you know, flood insurance and homeowners insurance is going up, and it's likely to continue to do that. So to take yourself,
Alex,
out of
I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to get to
a break.
I want to thank Alex Carter, founder and CEO of DesireLine, the planning group that work with Arthur Laughlin, who's the councilman in District 11. Actually, Arthur, to you and Alex, folks, this is an example of credible leadership. It's not always the popular thing that is the most important thing to do. And the ROI on this, I think, for St. Tammany is going to be huge. But this is how it works. You put together the study, you evaluate the data, you evaluate the risk, you got to find a remediation that makes sense. And this is what credible leadership's all about. You know, it's about St. Tammany Parish, not any one individual elected to public office, because I'm sure, Arthur, this was not an easy process, but nothing worth it in the end is easy, you know? It's just, that's how it works, and y'all are to be commended. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
All righty, folks.
Have a good one.
We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk-In text line. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.